Report: Attempted assassination bullet tore off small piece of Trump's ear. By Wendell Hasebo on July 15, 2024. The assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump reportedly tore a piece of his ear off after a bullet shot across the side of his head. The doctor at the hospital said he never saw anything like this. He called it a miracle, Trump told the New York Post on Sunday. I'm not supposed to be here. I'm supposed to be dead. The Post's Michael Goodwin reported his conversation with Trump about the attack and described the injury Trump sustained after a bullet grazed the side of his head, noting a piece of the former president's ear had been torn off. He also noted Trump was bruised from Secret Service's intervention. He said he would be dead if he had not turned his head slightly to the right to read a chart on illegal immigrants. At that instant, what would have been a kill shot tore off a small piece of his ear and splattered blood on his forehead and cheek. Trump said that as Secret Service agents led him off stage, he still wanted to continue speaking to supporters, but the agents told him it wasn't safe and they had to get him to a hospital. He marveled at how the agents came flying in like linebackers as soon as the shooting started, and he unbuttoned his long-sleeve white shirt to show a large bruise on his right forearm. They, Secret Service, took him out with one shot right between the eyes, Trump said. They did a fantastic job, he added. It's surreal for all of us. Defiant, bloodied Trump pumps fist to crowd after shooting at rally. Trump also believes God protected his life. It was God alone who prevented the unthinkable from happening, he posted Sunday on Truth Social. We will fear not, but instead remain resilient in our faith and defiant in the face of wickedness. In this moment, it is more important than ever that we stand united and show our true character as Americans, remaining strong and determined, and not allowing evil to win. Trump will still accept the Republican Party's nomination on Thursday night at the RNC in Milwaukee. He arrived in town Sunday evening without changing his itinerary. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.